What's going on, people? I would like to welcome all of you to another Throwback Thursday edition of the Talk Q Radio Show. My name is Quincy, and this is my show. And every now and then, I like to bring up some shows from the past just to give you all a taste for all of my new listeners. I have over 750 episodes dating back to 2011. So when I get the opportunity, I just want to drop a clip of a certain show just to give you all something to listen to that you may have missed, to help give you some perspective on where the show used to be and how it's evolved, to get you familiar with some of the show legends. Drop these every now and then on Thursdays, and hopefully you can get the most out of it and enjoy yourself and be entertained. This particular show aired on May the 30th, 2017. It was show number 700, a milestone show. And on this show, we discussed sharing with kids, you know, as far as how they get along. And there was a parent that decided that her child shouldn't have to share if he doesn't want to. And it was a big story that went viral a few years back. So in the discussion, it's Buck, Crystal, Eminem, Ray, and Tennessee Rich. Those are the people who were discussing that topic in this particular clip of that show. So sit back and enjoy.
You know, should kids share? If a kid is at the park, and there's a kid playing in the sand with toys, and another kid walks up, should that child share and they play together? There's a lady in Missouri by the name of Elena Kohlberg, and she says that it shouldn't be that way. She says that she took her son Carson and his new Transformer and truck to the park, and six boys walked up and wanted to share, you know, playing with his toys. She told her son that he didn't have to share, and, you know, the little boys kind of got upset and went and told their parents. So she looked at it like this. She says, if I'm an adult and I walk in the park and I'm eating a sandwich, am I required to share my sandwich with strangers in the park? No. Would any well-mannered adult, a stranger, reach out to help themselves to my sandwich and get mad if I said no? She said no again. So really, while you're giving me dirty looks, presumably thinking my son and I are rude, whose manners are lacking here? The person reluctant to give his three toys away to six strangers, or the six strangers demanded to be given something that doesn't belong to them, even when the owner is uncomfortable? I thought that was pretty interesting. And Crystal, I'll start with you on this. Does Alanya have a point? You know, is sharing not always caring?
Well, first of all, this is so stupid. This is the most ridiculous thing. First of all, he's not an adult. He's a child, and which means he's still developing and he's still learning. And she had an opportunity to teach him about playing with others, because this is part of this social that he needs to learn. And then, I mean, and when I read this article, that her main issue was the fact that she felt that her, you know, her son was being, I guess, a little bullied or pressured or whatever. So she wasn't even allowing him to be a boy and to learn how to deal with others. And so what she just taught him was, you know that she can, that he cannot fight for himself, and that, you know, now mom has to fight for him. Because in anything with childhood, when you're dealing with other kids, you're learning whether you're going to fight or flight. And everything is a test, especially then. And it was a test for him. And she failed. You know, she failed him. You know, he needed to learn how to deal with others. And now he doesn't know how to do that. So, you know, she probably made him a fucking serial killer. But, you know, I just really think it's ridiculous for her to even say that. I think she was being a little overprotective. I mean, she needed to see where he would go. Would he actually play and enjoy and then get his toys back, which he probably would have gotten his toys back? Or you know, maybe he needs to learn. Maybe she protects him way too much. So that was my thought. I just thought it was ridiculous.
Okay. Buck, what do you think about it, man? Do you think kids should be taught to share their toys, even though as adults we don't always share with strangers?
You know, this is very interesting. I mean, maybe, you know, people are now a little bit on the twisted side to a certain extent, you know, because, you know, maybe she kind of felt like, hey, I just bought this Transformer and it's brand new and I don't want, you know, she said, you don't have to share if you don't want to, because she didn't want other kids that may not be as, you know, privileged or well-to-do or whatnot, and they don't have their own toys or toys as nice as this particular toy, and that's the reason why she told him that he didn't have to share. So, you know, now that she in, you know, in the park with this brand new toy, you know, that's probably $60 or $70, depending on what kind of, you know, what kind of Transformer it was, and that's why she said, I don't want you to, you know, have anybody else play with it because I spent a lot of money on it. I know you won't break it, but somebody else might. So it could be, it could have been something as simple as that. And she did, you know, added on all the rest of it just to kind of say, hey, look, you know, I bring a sandwich to the park. I ain't going to be sharing with nobody. So why did my son have to share his toy with anybody? You know, she just didn't want to, you know, somebody, you know, a bunch of other kids come up there because, you know, other kids don't play with toys the same way your kids do. And, you know, but if you don't want somebody to play with a particular toy, don't bring it to the park because it's more likely to get torn up out there even if somebody else doesn't play with it versus keeping it at home and not having to go through all the extra hoopla. But, you know, it does make some sense to a certain degree, but then again, like I said before, you bring that expensive toy out there, somebody else is going to want to play with it, so... You know,
okay.
Think about what you're doing. But think about what you're doing before you have your kid bring something out that expensive to play with in the first place.
Right. All right. I got a caller. I'll get to you in just a moment. Tennessee Ridge, what do you think, man? I mean, some people are saying, okay, yeah, they're kids. But again, this lady's point is that the goal is to teach our children how to function as adults. And we don't live in a world where it's conducive to give up everything you have to anyone just because they said so. So she's not going to teach her kid to do that. So what do you think about that? If you're teaching kids how to be adults, is she wrong with her approach?
In that instance, you said there were six kids. I think she should have gone about it a different way. I would have slid over to my kid real quick when I seen them coming before they got there and said, give me the toys. Y'all can go play on the slides or whatever you're going to do, run around, play tag, don't matter. But I would have got the toys. I said, these are too expensive. We just got these. Why don't y'all go play something else? You know, I see these kids coming over. So I'd have taken care of that before it even happened. But I believe that Crystal is right. I agree with Crystal on the kid learning the behaviors and how to grow and get along with other kids. But I also agree with the lady. But I don't agree with how she did it. You can do it in a secretive way to where the kids don't know that's what's going on. And, you know, there's other ways of doing it where it doesn't get in the kids' heads. But also to the other parents, they're wrong for getting mad at the lady if they did get mad at her, because that's her possession. That's her property, you know. And for six kids, if you look at it, six kids coming to play with some toys that one kid has is ridiculous. So she had every right to do what she did in that situation. One or two kids, it's a different story. But with as many kids as it was coming, I agree with what the woman did, but not how she did it.
Okay, good points. Eminem?
Oh, man. This is real crazy on that parent's part, because I'm sitting up here like, man, when that kid either grew up to be racist or gay or whatever, that's going to be... That might be a moment she missed. You know, like I said, I 100% agree with Crystal. Number one, these are fucking kids. And it ain't got nothing to do with the number of kids. It's like it's a damn park, and it's a public park. So if you're thinking everybody, and I don't know nothing about it, so I don't know the demographics of the area, none of that stuff, but I'm just going to shoot it out there. If you're thinking everybody too damn poor to have the damn thing, why the fuck you bringing that to a public park, number one? So, but now... this could be a moment where, and this is why a lot of women can't raise no boys. This could be a moment where this is where you could take advantage of disenfranchised kids, protecting your kid. You know, give them the toys. Just don't let them tear the shit up. Let everybody play together. So now when somebody come picking on the school, them same six kids that's tougher than that kid might kind of start sticking up for them and be a friend. You know, now it might not be a friendship to the point where it's sleepovers and all that, but you know what I mean. You kind of get like a hood pass. And some people don't understand that dynamic, but that shit is real, you know. So you're running them off and all that. Now the next kid to come to do share, they're going to be more I know it's different types of early childhood things in, you know, different areas of the country, but down the deep south, especially in the rural south where I grew up at, we had Head Start and shit. So, like, the focus was all that kind of stuff, like sharing and getting along with others and all that type of shit. That was the more, well, back in the 70s, that was more so a focus than even ABCs and stuff. And, of course, I know shit done changed now. But, like, sharing, and the thing was, it was a teachable moment. If the kids were trying to take it, that's when you come and say, nah, if y'all going to do that, you know, he can't play with y'all. You know, you can actually train other people's kids if they don't have no damn home training. You know, if you're an adult, you don't have to be scared of no fucking kids. You can. Now, guess what? Yeah, true enough. She ain't obligated to none of that stuff. But like I say, once again, this is not six boys walking down the street coming up in her driveway. You know, this is six boys in a public park. Hell, I think one of the biggest toys out when I was a kid that I was crazy about was one called Stretch Armstrong, and it was something else. And you know, then if somebody had like some muscle cars, or if you had a muscle car nobody had, I remember being on the playground plenty of times. Somebody pull out Swiss Army knife. I mean, the survival knife. I remember somebody brought that to school. Man, it was like a mob. You know, nobody wasn't trying to take it, but it was just like, kids are kids. Like, damn, like, kids don't think like adults. If you have the shiny, bright toy, you're going to be a damn magnet. So you go in a damn public-ass park saying, you know, why are these kids coming around my kid? What you think? You're in a damn park. You're in a public park, you know. So that's kind of crazy. You know,
yeah.
We live in a lunatic society. Motherfuckers don't even have common sense, you know. And then when these kids grow up to be social introverts and all that kind of stuff, and they go on these damn killing sprees, or they stalking women because they don't know how to talk. I mean, see, you learn that. See, kids, most people I know that got game got it at an early age. Shit don't happen in your 20s. See what I'm saying? That shit happened early. So she just messed that boy up. He's going to be beating his meat for the rest of his life.
What are y'all laughing at?
To the 732 area code I go. The Garden State of New Jersey. To welcome all the shore enforcement, Ray. Ray, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, Q? Congratulations on your 700th show. And I want to say what's up to all the show legends. I know Buck is on. I know Eminem is on. Daddy Rich, Crystal, I don't know who else is on. But what's up, y'all?
Hey, what up, cuz? All
right. Appreciate it, man. I don't know how you follow a meat-beating reference, but Ray, what do you think about the whole thing, man? I mean, is teaching a kid to share the right thing to do? Or is the mother right in saying, hey, when you're an adult, you don't share like this, so why should I teach you as a kid to share only to turn around and change it up for you later in life?
No, I think sharing is the right thing to do. But I think you got to explain both sides of it. It's like, you know, if I had a kid and I was raising him today, what I would want him to do is to be friendly, but don't be a person that somebody can take advantage of. You know, I wouldn't want a kid to have some of the tendencies that I have. You know, I want you to do things the way you supposed to do them. Not to say I don't, but or didn't, but you know, at the same time, you want to raise a kid to just, you know, do everything the way he's supposed to do it. And Sherry is part of that. Now, of course, I want you to be able to defend yourself if you have to, you know, and be able to stand up for yourself if you have to. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. But it would be great if you never had to have a fight or something like that. I mean, I would put my kids in self-defense classes, so if it came down to that, they wouldn't have an issue with doing so. But as far as growing up and having all this aggression and stuff, and there's no need for them to have that aggression, you know, like, you know, sometimes you don't have no choice. It all depends on who your friends are, who you grew up with, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You have to do a certain way in order to make it. But I don't think there's nothing wrong with a kid sharing, as long as he has the right friends. You had the kind of friends that they come to your house, they want to steal your toys, or they want to, you know, take stuff from you, steal your shoelaces out of shoes and stuff like that. Then you can't deal with those type of friends. You just have to tell your kid to change who they associate themselves with. But as far as, you know, having a good heart, sharing, helping people and stuff like that, I would never tell a kid not to do that. You just have to be selective with who you do that for.
Okay, okay. Good stuff, everyone. I thought it was an interesting, you know, take, an interesting angle to take, I guess, for this young lady to kind of come up the way she did with what she said. It went viral. Over 200,000 people at the time, I think I came across the article, had checked out what she said. And essentially she said she's preparing her child for the future, which means as an adult he's not going to share, so she's not going to teach him to share as a child. But I think kids do need to learn how to work. I think that's kind of your first form of working with others. I remember being a kid and having a new toy. Matter of fact, we had these people. They weren't our relatives, but they were relatives of on the other side of the family from my uncle. And this guy shows up on Christmas Eve with his three kids and his wife, and they're on their way somewhere traveling. They got tired, and they wound up spending the night at our house on Christmas Eve, which as a 8-9-year-old bothered me. So when I get up the next morning and I'm opening my toys, I got three kids hovering over me trying to see what I got. And, you know, I wound up having to share my toys with these kids on Christmas. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't like it. And I've always been one who didn't mind sharing as a kid. But I just didn't like it. I just felt like Christmas was supposed to be for me. One of my toys ended up getting broken. And, you know, I just wasn't happy about it. And my, you know, my father kept me cool. He bought me another one, you know. And he kind of explained to me that they were just trying to be nice for someone. But I think in the long run, it's a lesson that you learn on how to deal with other people you may not want to deal with, but you got to make it work. And we do that on the job. We have people that we would love to just strangle, you know, but you got to work with them because, you know, if you strangle them, you go to jail and all that stuff. So I think this is an example of how you can teach your kids how to deal with others. You may not always get along, but in the long run, you're not going to always get along with people as adults as well.
And that's going to do it for this Throwback Thursday edition of the Talk to Q Radio Show. Go to talktheq.com and sign up for my email newsletter so you can have the show delivered to your inbox each and every time it drops. Follow me on Twitter at TalkTheQ. I appreciate your support. Word of mouth is the best exposure for me. So please spread the word and share the podcast on social media. It only takes a second. Thank you so much and have a good day. Holla.